Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, your listening oasis in the e-commerce desert. Now, from the shifting sand that make up his brain, here's Griff.
Soap and phone segment is sponsored by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. We've battened down the hatches. We're ready for your calls. 888-RADIO-30, that's 888-RADIO-30, or 888-723-4630.
And Griff, if they can't call in for whatever reason, maybe they're shy.
Yeah.
Maybe they're on their day job.
Maybe.
Maybe the baby's sleeping right next to them.
Possibly.
You can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. Just click contact us on the eBay radio player, the same window that's playing the broadcast right now. If you've got the black one, it's underneath in a little tab that says contact us. If you're on the white page, it's over to the right. Contact us. Click on it. We can't promise to respond to every email we receive, but we certainly do our best.
Yes.
So there you have it. So you don't just have to call in. You can also email us, but we'd rather you call in.
Yeah.
888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. So people are getting ready for Vegas, and top floor finds writing in the chat board today.
Yes.
Said, for anyone who either does consignment sales or is interested in consigning, check out Karen Kern's new Facebook group called eBay Fashion Consignment Group. And join us in the district. I think this is MGM's code name for food court. Near the Starbucks on Tuesday, July 25th from 10 a.m. to noon. It's actually hilarious how I, who's just starting to dip my toe into consignment, found myself co-hosting this meetup with two awesome gals, Karen Kearns and Lisa Underdown. Do you know either one of those?
It doesn't. The names women? Don't ring a bell, no.
They've had years and years of experience in this niche, and who I just met through a post Karen put on the Going to eBay Live 2017 Vegas page. But that is the awesome power of the internet and social media. So people are going to be meeting in the district, which she thinks is the food court, between 10 and noon on Tuesday.
The district.
Mm-hmm. Things used to all be named after movie things at the MGM. And I don't know if it still is or not. Like there was a yellow brick road that you walk to certain places in.
Oh, that's for me. I'll be on that road. Me and all the other friends of Dorothy.
The yellow brick road. Oh, do not make fun of that movie or Dorothy. That's my thing there.
I'm not making fun of it.
Okay. I love that movie. Can still watch that movie over and over again. So in finishing, she said, I started a sale last night and woke up this morning with three sales in one night of my hotel room paid. I like that attitude.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
That's good. Okay. So if you're getting ready for Vegas, tell us how you're doing it. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. So, Griff, you've been selling shirts or perfume or cologne?
A little bit of both. I've sold some of my fragrance that I listed, and some of it's a high-end rare stuff, so I don't expect it to move too quickly. And some of the shirts that I put on Markdown Manager sale.
But what did you sell in the way of scents?
I forget now. I sold yesterday a bottle of Dunhill Classic for Men. And
was it new, unopened?
No, these are either used or new and unused and unsealed box, we say. Got to go look at my orders.
But you sell some that have been used a little.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Because I did once.
That's so here we go. All orders. Let's see what I sold for perfume. I sold that. I sold a bottle, which was new, unused, but in an unsealed box, of Marc Jacobs Bang.
Bang?
I got good money for that, yeah. Mm. I bought it at Marshall's and resold it. I bought it at Marshall's a couple of years ago. And then an old one by Rochas called Moustache. And it's definitely old school daddy cologne. You know, it's the kind you smell and you say, oh, daddy.
I'm sure that Charmin knows everything we're talking about.
I hope so.
Hey, Charmin, what's your question or comment?
Hi, Charmin, who's your daddy?
Well, his name is Dennis. He'll be with me.
Oh, all right.
Okay, anyway.
Very disappointed, but that's okay.
Oh, great. I'm sorry. I missed that. I'm actually packing up and didn't plan to call, but I did want to clarify about the district. There are three Starbucks at MGM.
Apparently, only three.
So we will be in, and it will, it is called the district because, in the last 24 hours, I've learned everything I needed to know about the MGM and more, trying to decide where to do this, meetup. And then we just decided to keep it simple because we didn't know what our response would be. Yeah. And then if it grows, we'll go figure out, you know, if we have to, you know, rent something or whatever. There's three Starbucks. It's the one in the district, which there are signs for the district. And I think they don't call it food court, but it's the one where there's a corner cakes and other eateries. So that's the Starbucks we will be at.
So you're going to talk about consignment?
Yes.
And you just...
And I had just started consigning. But what happened is Karen Kearns put a message on the eBay Open Live, that face, the big Facebook page. And she just said, anybody out there in consignment who's going to be in Vegas? So I just said, hey, I'm just starting to, but I'll be there. Well, all of a sudden we start private messaging and then Lisa comes in. Well, at first we did it on the page, but then it got all confusing. So we split off and did our own little thing to get it organized because we could tell there was interest. So we thought instead of making this post go, you know, ad infinitum, we'll just regroup. And Karen actually started that consignment group that night. So it's a brand new group and we already have 25 or 30 members.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Group.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're all coming to Vegas because she's got it as it's a closed group, but she's going to let, you know, anybody who asks in, but just for organizational purposes. But so, you know, we may have five or six people there. We may have 50 or 60. We don't know. I mean, this has only been in the works since, I think, Sunday night. What is today? Tuesday, Sunday night. All this came about Sunday.
Well, listen, and as we go through the month, just before it's time, our last day on the air is going to be the Tuesday before the weekend that we leave for the event.
Is that the end of eBay Radio? Is that what you're saying?
No. Oh. No.
You shocked me.
No. Before the event.
You're always the last to know, right?
The last show before the event.
It's so true. I'm always the last to know.
And what I'd like you to do is on that Tuesday, call us and tell us exactly where again, or if it changes, call before then.
Okay.
And tell us about it. So consignment, you know, I was just sitting here thinking about that. That involves a different type of marketing than just doing your own sales.
Right.
Because you've got to market to the people that you want to consign for.
Well, yes, and she does, and I want to point out, her Facebook group is called Fashion Consignment Group, but she is welcoming anybody who consigns. She named it that because there was already a group. I don't think it's very active, or at least not right now, but it already had the more general name. So, and her niche is fashion. But I mean, you know, I did consignment about a year ago. I tried it and I had to learn how to, I kind of want to give it away. I'm real generous.
Of course, yeah.
And I started having to justify taking 50% or 40 or 30, and people do not understand how much work it is. I mean, how much fun it is, but how much work it is. And so I'm one of those, I had to learn, you know, you have to set your fair prices. I've researched eBay Valet, but eBay Valet doesn't take a lot because I took one consignment client. I mean, they take a lot, but they don't take certain things. Like Chico's is a big seller for me on consignment, but it's not in their list of things they take. So with eBay Valet, and I've had friends here in Birmingham who went and took their stuff to FedEx, and they took some of it, but they didn't take all of it. So I think, you know, eBay Valet is a wonderful vehicle, but not if you have a box of Chico's and they don't take that brand. But there's a huge opportunity in consignment, but I think what I would say is you have to learn. People still sometimes who are not aware of what eBay is now and what it's grown into still think, oh, it's just a hobby and people use it to get rid of the stuff in their home. So therefore they are blown away by there are businesses, many, many businesses and many, many people who have quit other jobs to do this full time, and it is it's a fabulous opportunity in a business. So
you talked about undervaluing yourself. That's what it's called. Women undervalue themselves in business, just like they're undervalued in the corporate world. Only we do it to ourselves.
Right, I'm doing it to myself because I'd say 50%, and then start explaining why. And what I learned was, you know, and my comeback became, here, I'll teach you how to do it, and you sell for a month on eBay, and then you come back and tell me, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't ever let anyone put you in a position where you feel like you have to explain why you're charging for your services. I mean, they don't go into they don't go into any other business and say, well, why are you charging me this? Well, because I'm a business.
And remember, in negotiating, your only, and I mean your only chess piece is that you can walk away.
Right.
Yeah.
And really the irony in all this is when I went on that Facebook group Sunday, I was actually thinking about trying to learn how to start a meetup for actually my first passion, which is running my eBay store like my mother's boutique. So it's that boutique experience. But, you know, I picked up a huge consignment client, which is why I replied all of a sudden. And I think I was the first to reply. So she just immediately said, well, do you want to meet up? And I'm going, sure. And she's got like 20 years experience. And then Lisa's got 12 or 14. I mean, these are gals who have a lot of experience in this. And all of a sudden I'm going, whoa, are they going to be sorry they asked me to co-host?
Well, we're excited about it. I hope I can walk on over there and meet you guys. I'm going to try.
Be fun. Yeah.
Thank you, Charmin.
This open phone segment was sponsored by BubbleFast, a family-owned business. Give us a buzz, 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum. There. That's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it costs more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com, revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
There are plenty of places you can shop for shipping supplies, but there's only one place that will treat you like family. That's BubbleFast. They're big enough to price their products competitively, but small enough that owners Mark and Robin Levine actually answer the phone themselves. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP. You won't get that kind of close-up and personal service from a catalog, and you won't get professional advice on packing either. Mark and Robin have been helping e-commerce sellers pack and ship since 1999. They sell on eBay just like you, and they use all of their own shipping materials. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. Join the BubbleFast family on Facebook, subscribe to the Bubble Briefs newsletter, and call the Bubble phone at 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 414.
Before you can sell on eBay, you've got to source. Robin Johnson is known on eBay as top-rated seller Mama Asterisk Johnson. She explains the benefit of focusing on a niche with respect to scaling your business.
It allows you to not only be able to start to find things that you can go back to the well, but it helps save you time and the amount of research, and it allows you to increase profitability because you're making less guesswork when you buy, and you're actually buying things that you know will sell at a certain profit, and it's going to allow you to branch out and be able to buy new items that you can go back and restock over and over again. And that really allows you to grow your business.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to the show whose merchandise volume is never gross. The host? That's another matter. Now, here's Griff.
I resemble that remark. This open phone segment is brought to you by Andesha, helping you love the way you ship. Without you, it's just us talking to ourselves, and you know how that goes. So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
eBay Open 2017. Yay! Coming up here. You know, yeah, next week is July.
I wonder if there are people who are planning to go but haven't registered yet.
Well,
go ahead, wait.
It's going to sell out any minute now. In fact, I just had to find out if it was sold out or not, and it's not yet, but it's close. But
I wouldn't wait at this point.
So you'd better get registered ASAP. At ebayopen2017.com, we're going to do a lot of things there. Besides having a radio show, we're going to learn how to grow and improve our businesses on eBay. We're going to network with our fellow sellers. That's
network.
The most fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to meet the folks behind third-party tools and services and enjoy live broadcasts of eBay Radio. You can register now at ebayopen2017.com, and you can sign up for your choice of workshops and then reserve your room at the MGM Grand.
You must.
That's ebayopen2017.com. I just got a message from the MGM Grand. We have three rooms, okay? And I just got a message that we can upgrade each one of them. So I guess everybody probably got these messages today. You can actually upgrade from, if you want to pay a little more money, to a bigger room or one with two beds or whatever.
Ooh la la.
Yes. So take advantage.
If you're going, if you want to upgrade to two beds because you're attending with your insignificant other. You sleep over there. Or a pull-out sofa for your incredibly insignificant other.
No, we always get a little bit bigger room, but we notice that eBay still has special eBay prices, even if you go up one.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about this upgrade. I'm talking about when you go to get your room, there's a $105 room, right? But let's say you wanted to upgrade to another kind of room, maybe two beds or something like that. You can do that at that time as well. As we upgraded just a little bit, because we've got all of our equipment and stuff in the room with us, so. There you have it.
There you have it. There it is. It's all there, right in front of you.
So you and Howie, because you've got his equipment with you and everything, you might need a little bit bigger room.
Well, even the smaller rooms are pretty big there. And we don't need much. We just need a, you know, little table where to put it, a little chair to sit in.
How big is the piece of equipment?
Remember TV, like tabletop TV sets in the 1960s?
Okay.
Yeah, it's about that size.
All right.
Yeah. So it's not that big. It fits into a wheeled bag that you can take, to the airport and check in. You couldn't carry on, but, and it weighs about, I'd say 70 pounds maybe. I'm still spry enough to pick it up. I can still pick it up by myself.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, for now.
Okay, so get over to ebayopen2017.com and register. We want to see you there.
We'll be very upset if we don't see you there.
If you wait much longer, you're not going to get in.
Our disappointment will be bottomless.
Remember,
if you don't show up.
With eBay Radio Party and Conference, we always had a wait list at the end, remember?
Well, yeah, but you were limited to what?
Yeah, 150? We only had 300 people.
300.
No, it was
right.
300.
Yeah.
So we would have, you know, a wait list and people cancel at the last minute. You'd be surprised. Things come up.
Well, they do. Life can interfere. It is known to happen.
But there are few of those. So if you want to go, you better go ahead and register.
You better. Just do it.
ebayopen2017.com, Vegas baby.
Just do it. Do it.
So you don't gamble?
No, I don't, actually.
So in Vegas, you pretty much just eat,
I don't smoke,
and
I don't drink, I don't seek out the comfort of strange women at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I thought you were going to say the old, I'm from Norfolk, right? That's
What's
where
that?
I was raised. I'm not going to say it because it ends up being dirty.
Oh, is it?
Well, I'll tell you. I won't say the end of it, but they used to say, as a cheer, the boys used to say, we don't drink, we don't smoke, Then it would say the name of the city.
I don't
which
get
is pronounced
it.
Norfolk.
Oh.
Get it?
No. I'm sorry.
Okay, I can't.
I'm an idiot.
No, you're not an idiot.
No, I just admit it right up front.
The boys were silly.
No, the boys. Well, as they, shocking, silly boys.
Mm. Coming up in the next hour, Griff.
Yeah,
we've got Stephanie Inch from the Dallas eBays and emails.
I haven't talked to Stephanie in a while.
Yeah, she's going to talk to us about the meetup organizer step-by-step success guide.
Oh,
she's going to talk about seller meetups.
Oh, good. We have one tonight, you know, here in the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah.
At the campus of eBay.
What time?
7 o'clock.
And you bought goodies to eat, and you're going to have a raffle for a dollar.
After the radio show, I make my trip to Costco, and I buy the goodies for the night.
So after Stephanie, we're going to have on Aaron Shao, Terapeak Senior Communications Manager.
Oh, cool.
He's going to talk to us about the importance of marketplace research. Okay? So
I thought you were going to say the importance of being earnest, but I've seen it, so.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, in the following hour, we're going to have Marcy Thurston, who's eBay's Director of Customer Strategy.
Oh, I know Marcy.
And Shiv Steady, who's Senior Manager of Incentive Strategy.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to talk about eBay Bucks, something we have not talked about on this show.
Oh, I love eBay Bucks.
We're going to talk about eBay Bucks. And then you know who our final guest is going to be?
No. Who, tell us?
Lynn Drawley.
Oh, the excitement.
The ruler of the Queen's Court herself.
Oh, we always have such a good time when she comes on.
She's
fantastic. That's not to say we don't love our other guests.
So
I don't want you to get, like, complex.
Wonderful show planned for you today.
This open phone segment, Lynn Drawley, was brought to you by Adisha Lynn Drawley, helping you love the way you ship.
Queen
coming
of
up,
Austin.
Seller meetup groups here on eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails, but I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person. And it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic specific. For example, questions about returns. I can set up auto responses for international buyers too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.